818, Voice of the Valley. Sunny and 67 degrees. I got the zoo crew in. Kathy and Tom from Jankabas
Zoo.
Good
morning.
Morning, Zoo. Good morning. Good morning. And a friend. Tom brought another friend to me in the studio.
And he needs all the friends he can get.
Who? My friend or me?
Your friend, not you. You have so many.
I served her up that softball. I apologize.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't even want to comment, but you made me.
Sometimes it's just too easy. What do we have here in your little Tupperware thing? I thought you brought me cupcakes, but it's not.
No, it's a giant African millipede on it. And these guys are really cool. He's still curled up, but when he stretches all the way out and you can see his legs, it's like the wave. You know, the stadium has people doing the wave.
Yeah.
That's how his legs move on there. And these guys book pretty good when they want to. And he's going, Bill, you didn't make me coffee. I'm not uncurling.
No kidding. But I made you coffee.
Yeah, you made me coffee.
So they're residents of the Nature Center, correct?
They live in the Nature Center at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And they've got a beautiful habitat. And Bruce and Melissa Fingerson, as you know, we sing their praises a lot. This habitat. Someone came in the other day, and I said, well, the millipedes are right over here. And I'm showing him. He goes, I'm just looking at these layers of rainforest that were created for the perfect atmosphere. And somebody who knew some things about, you know, little critters.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's beautiful. Just come on in and learn that, because it's a big lesson in habitats.
Before we get to that, because it's a fascinating story about what they do for the environment. How many legs on these things?
Like, well, millipede, it actually suggests that there's 1,000, and centipede suggests that there's 100, but that's actually, on a millipede, it's somewhere between 300, 500, sometimes 700, but it's different, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But millipedes have that domed, here we are on the radio trying to describe them, it's a round shape, not a flat like a centipede.
Right.
Another difference is all centipedes, whether they're here or overseas, big or little, all have some sort of a toxic in them. Doesn't mean that the centipedes we see here in dampness or whatever are going to hurt us, but mm-hmm. they do carry that. Millipedes don't. And so we had the little millipedes. You'll see the little, we call them the little roly-poly worms or something. You might see them in a shower or in a camper or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have two pairs of legs per body segment, although so much smaller.
So they can move.
When
they get moving, they can move.
They
build
can
up
move.
Some
the little
speed.
Ones, you don't see move as much as like when we put these out for a demonstration, of course. They're very nice, but you can see them in their habitat daily. Now, if you don't see them, it means that they're probably burrowing down somewhere. And you alluded to their role in nature, and I think that's
I think it's fascinating. Tom, you can cover that one.
Yeah, actually we have two of them, and we think one's a female because it burrowed into the substrate, and the female go down and lay eggs. From one egg to hundreds of eggs, it just depends upon her. And then she'll guard the eggs, and then once the little millipedes are hatched, out of the eggs, she'll leave them be. This guy's out moving. So what these guys do in the forest, and they, Kenya, that area of Africa, is they go along and they eat the fallen leaves, the vegetation and stuff, and digest it and create soil behind them.
Okay.
So these guys are like the ultimate garbage man. They go in and they consume all the product they can, and they create soil behind them.
They fertilize.
They're fertilizing. They're very good. They help keep down the amount of trash of leaves and stuff.
Right.
They're the perfect ultimate. And they'll get up to 13 inches long and over 2 inches in diameter when they're full grown. They'll live up to 10 years.
I was going to say, what's lifespan on this?
Yeah, they'll live up to 10 years.
Okay.
And this guy is checking things out here. And when he starts moving, it looks like the wave going down. And kids,
that's a lot of legs to be moving.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always ask the kids, how would you like to tie his tennis shoes?
How would you like to count? You know, you say how many legs.
Exactly.
Who has time to count?
But they're really, really cool. We added, you know, several different, what we call creepy crawlers, delightful crawlers in the Nature Center. So it has been an even bigger attraction than in the past. And
right.
We love our habitats in there. Go in and count the habitats. habitats, then here's a challenge, and then count the critters in the nature center, count the live specimens in the nature center, not counting our public. And I count, we have the beetles in there. We have just
everywhere you look.
Everywhere you look, there's
yeah.
something wonderful. And the fire toads, am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are very popular. So people, the kids come in and they see if they can count them every time. If they can, some won't leave until they find every one of them. And it's just been a fabulous summer. That and the classes and. Just a great summer. And
you had a good petting zoo crowd, too, for your back-to-school deal.
Wonderful petting zoo crowd. Over 800 people came to the zoo on Saturday. And it was we had the Breck PD with the climbing wall. We had the National Guard with the bouncy house.
Mm-hmm.
We had our volunteers there doing games, like how many apples in a bushel sitting on this table, how many candy corns in the jar. And everybody got a back-to-school Chahinkapazoo pencil and animal eraser and a sticker.
I didn't get one.
It was just fun. Well, get your little butt down there.
Yeah. I will this Saturday.
I know. Yeah, we're going to see you there.
Return.
At the otters. You
yes.
At the otters.
At the otter exhibit.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And I'll be down there till like the middle of September every Saturday from 1 to 5.
Sounds wonderful to us. Sunday we are at the block party at NDSCS. And
you're at the fair too. They've been bragging about you all week.
We're at the fair as well. And we did Douglas County Fair last week in Alexandria. And they've had us come in for years and years. So
what typically do you, like, I'll throw this one to you, Tom. Typically, what do you take out, like, when you show up at the fair and when you show up at the block party?
We aren't going to ruin the surprise.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, way to go, Bill.
Well, you're I mean, just, okay,
we're
okay.
Not gonna, we're not going to ruin the surprise of what Bruce and Melissa are taking that we don't know.
Yeah, okay, just in general, what's gone out in the past?
Usually, if we're traveling, especially across state lines and stuff, reptiles, insects, those are things we can bring back and forth across legally. With mammals, you have to have permits and stuff like, you know, for me to throw a halter on the rhino and lead him over there, that's not going
to
work.
Well, I'd pay to see it. Definitely, I'd pay to see it.
Right. So, you know, you always have to look at what animals you can travel with and what animals
and
you can't.
We get permits for our mammals we take out anyway, and so it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. We watch, North Dakota's a really healthy animal state, and so as are the states we visit, Minnesota including, and so it's just one of those things, you know. Some of these things that we take, you can buy at a pet shop, and so it's easy to transport and very, you know, and then anything you can put in a pillowcase or
but
a cooler.
But there's always enrichment that goes with it, too. Everything there's, you take out, there's an education, there's a story behind it, like our friend here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the word of the day, if I'm saying it right, detritivores.
Detritivores.
And that means they eat decaying things.
Okay.
So we heard omnivores, we heard herbivores, we heard carnivores. It's, you know, I'm a carnivore.
Are we all?
Yeah, we're omnivores, Bill.
Omnivores.
We'll throw a salad in there now and then, you know.
Okay,
that.
Yeah,
right. But these guys, yeah, detritivores.
That is a miracle of nature, really. I mean, how it kind of recycles.
You know, and the tension that they get, because people sometimes will walk through the nature center, but I see more people coming in the nature center just to view some of these, well, first of all, these new things, I'd say new to the season, but also to see that we have two tarantulas in there, and one of them is the bird-eating tarantula, and when he's spread out, like his legs, when he's not like in the corner, like resting or something, he's spread out, he's huge already, and imagine how big he's going to get. So people come back, families come back just to measure that.
I love that. Yeah.
And so many cool things at the zoo, big and small, so many cool things at the zoo.
Well, and I've noticed too with the tarantula, there's a lot of people, usually the kids are really curious, they go over there, but grandma will step up to it and go, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching people's reactions to
or
things.
Or you walk through and they'll go, we can't see anything in here. And I go, it's there.
Uh-huh.
Keep looking. And then you hear a squeal.
I hear a lot of that over at the otter exhibit. Believe me, a lot of screaming and squealing going on there.
Do we have time for one little
announcement? You got plenty of time.
We always at the beginning of the season, what's new at the zoo? What's new at the zoo?
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, at the end, near the end of the season, regular season, and we have something coming. It starts with an A-O-U, and it's one of your favorite things. You and Wayne Byer used to talk about this creature on the radio.
Ooh, dads.
Oodads.
Oodads. Oodads return.
Oodads return.
Return. Look at that. Tom is showing me a picture of one.
Oodads, also known as Barbary sheep. And now we're announcing it, and we hadn't probably even told our whole crew. No, this is something that just came our way.
They're listening going, oh, really?
Yeah,
thanks,
go,
boss.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Right.
Tom brought it up over here. I'm looking at him flashing me his phone over here. So Oodads, coming back to Chihinkapa, don't have a date, but something that we will announce. And always was the plan to bring them back, and because they're lower care, but another new exhibit. We can't add high care things, but we want something else that's African.
Kind of switching things up.
Well,
I like it.
Africa,
or adding things, yeah.
You know, yeah. And so we, yeah. So sometimes you'll see things go, but we'd like to, for example, the kangaroos are so very important in our habitat at the zoo and in that enrichment for the public and things like that. Not endangered, but still a very interesting order of animals to have down there.
Right.
And we have a big mob, as you know. So we'll be, 8 of those will be leaving soon.
Okay.
And then we will continue with our mob that we have, and it's still going to be a very interesting, but we have to manage our populations responsibly.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that.
What is your alligator's name?
Snappy.
That guy, every kid that comes through there, when I was painting over at the Snow Leopards, all the kids couldn't wait to get over and see Snappy. Same thing with the otters. The kids come in there and it's like, love the tigers, love the otters, love all the exhibits, but when can we go see the alligator? He's very popular.
He's very popular, and it's funny because people say, well, I saw him move today. So, you know, people like active habitats, yet he's one that can be very active.
He's very, yeah.
But even when he's not, people just flock to him.
Yeah.
Large reptiles, come on, that's a cool thing.
That's a given, yeah. That's kind of Jurassic Park right
it's
there.
It's kind of Jurassic Park, and the gibbons, I mean, you hear them all the time. No matter where you are in the zoo or even near the zoo or near the park, you know, the ooh, ooh. And
yes.
We got that family.
You do that very well.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
I can't do every animal sound, but I can do a gibbon.
You can very well.
But they're so active, and the family structure is so much related to ours. And the parents are in there. And it's the other day, Dad was in there with the little offspring, Ty, and was grooming him. And both parents will parent. They walk upright like humans. Only other primate species to do that, by the way.
They're fascinating.
They're
yeah.
very fascinating.
And I got to tell you, folks, if you're looking for the perfect weather weekend to be at the zoo, this is your weekend. Going to be cool, going to be beautiful. And again, we're getting to that time of the year that I just think it's optimal, viewing time down there.
I agree.
Because you can stroll the paths, the weather's beautiful, and all is good.
And we're located in beautiful Chihinkapa Park, and there's so many amenities down there. So
absolutely. Well, thank you for bringing, he doesn't have a name?
Well, I'm sure he does.
Yeah?
I'm not going to say.
No, he's a millipede.
He's a millipede.
I'm sure he's named.
Yeah, name the millipede somehow. Well, thank you for that education, too, because everything, like I say, everything at the zoo has an educational story to it. Tom and Kathy, thanks for stopping in. That is your Morning Zoo, Thursday, August 21st edition here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks.